This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are losing their unemployment benefits beginning today, a primary anchor of the government's COVID protection package. A federal eviction moratorium has already expired. One union official who represents food service workers in airports calls it a double whammy of hardship.
While other aspects of pandemic assistance are still widely available, millions of Americans face Labor Day with a suddenly shrunken social safety net. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress should extend the added jobless benefits.
I believe in extending it. There are a good number of congressmen and senators who do not. We're going to fight to try and get it.
On Friday, President Biden offered this.
States have the option to extend those benefits and the federal resources from the rescue plan to do so.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
After the deadly flooding from Hurricane Ida, the Senate Majority Leader is again pushing to pass for legislation he says will help.
Standing outside one of the New York City subway stations that had a waterfall gushing into it on Wednesday, Chuck Schumer says both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the reconciliation bill are what's needed.
We need big, bold action to protect us from future storms and prevent future storms from coming.
The $1 trillion bill to rebuild the nation's crumbling infrastructure passed the Senate, but still needs to clear the House. The $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill is still being negotiated. Julie Walker, New York.
At least four airplanes chartered to evacuate several hundred people trying to escape the Taliban in Afghanistan have been unable to leave the country for days. Conflicting accounts about why. A former Marine is accused of killing four people, including a mother and a baby, near Lakeland, Florida. Brian Riley apparently did not know his victims, say authorities. He is under arrest. This is AP News. A legendary entertainer has died. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has this.
Former Today Show weatherman Willard Scott has died at the age of 87, according to NBC. I'm Margie Zarletta with a look at his life. Willard Scott had a favorite response if you asked if he was a meteorologist.
No, I'm a Southern Baptist.
Scott's trademarks were 100th birthday greetings to viewers and dressing up in silly costumes, including a famous incident in which he dressed as Carmen Miranda. Scott created the Ronald McDonald character for Washington area commercials and was disappointed he was not chosen for the national ads. Scott was asked in a 2004 AP interview what he would send to the Today Show if he made it to 100.
I'd probably send a picture of me dressed as Carmen Miranda and then some other picture with me shaking hands with the Pope.
Margie Zarletta reporting. They found the body of a climber in Grand Teton National Park. He appears to have been climbing alone, say authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.